Isn't that a fifth level spell?
Lightning Strike? No.
Thought it was.
Hope I didn't
she took a rank and bluffed GM.
No. If I've been casting it wrongly, then I apologize. No, it says
fourth level.
It says
it's a fifth level cleric spell.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So yeah, don't worry about that. Okay. So we seem to be about ready to begin. Hoorah. Yes, you're cute.
Hey, I will destroy you. You're not getting that money back now.
No lunch for you.
No lunch for you. You interrupted my nap.
All right, I was ready to get going.
I heard. I was listening the whole time.
She was multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun if I can't just take it while I'm not looking.
You know when I used to say, hey, what's that outside your window before I'd steal things you're eating?
Yeah.
I used to say that was childish.
Okay, do you guys remember where we left off?
We just arrived in the harbor, I thought.
Yep. I think it was established you found yourself a room at the Wayward Lobster.
Yes,
we bought some stuff.
You bought stuff?
Yeah, you bought like silver sling stones.
Oh,
and
that's
yeah,
right.
A few silver items. I think Magnus made a thing
silver
of silver bolt? Sheen.
Magnus made a what?
Did Magnus make some silver sheen?
Did Magnus
no.
make...
Okay. Did you make anything
you
else?
You guys bought silver sheen.
Oh, right. From Silvar, the silversmith.
I found him, because I rolled a natural 20.
Yes, you did.
I'm helpful.
That's a bad pun. But anyway, so you finished leveling up, you know, that death-defying experience was clearly very enlightening.
Where is everybody?
I don't know.
Well, Cooper and Connor don't seem to be.
I assume Cooper is in the bathroom. So, what are you guys doing?
Should we wait for them to get back?
Well, I mean,
it's
fine.
What sorts of stuff can one do in, where are we, Stormreach?
Stormreach is kind of a big, it's, you know, a mid-sized frontier town. Mm-hmm. It's got a high adventurer population, so it's got lots of odd stores and things. But... you know, most anything you can do in a decent-sized city.
Let's go see a show.
I buy any animals to train?
Sure. What are you looking for?
Arms.
Pet rock. Nah. It would be cool, though.
It's possible, you know. They live in this ocean. It's
no,
just...
I didn't like, you know, get a,
they
get
live
egg.
In this area, but, you know... to train it properly, you'd need to buy, like, an egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Or buy a trained rock, which would be very expensive.
Yeah, I thought, well, because I can handle animal, I can rear animals and train them, right?
Yeah, just, you know, that would take a couple of years
oh.
to train it from an egg. Or maybe at least a several months.
Well, what about something...
if you wanted to buy, like, a...
It wouldn't need to be a rock. That was just... We were making things, pet rock jokes.
Oh, God,
yes.
I didn't even
and
get
you,
that.
I had to actually point that out.
Ow, that hurts. You bastards.
I don't know how bad it is and you didn't even get it.
You're the same as you, me.
I thought better of you.
It's your crazy deal. It's your same deal. I grew up with her.
Yes.
So I will
bring
more of those next time.
I think
she's 30. Very that's true.
Mm, yeah, I really like rice cakes.
Freaking 30.
So,
Any, like, already trained?
Well, I mean, it's better if you tell me what you're looking for, and I can give you odds on finding it.
Like,
Are we going anywhere where having riding animals or pack animals would be helpful?
Pack animals, it really depends on how much you plan carrying. Lots of people do take pack animals into the jungle.
Don't we have bags of holding them?
Because their goal is to, like, well, you've got haversacks, which are backpacks of holding. The main difference is they can't fit as large things. They can fit tons of stuff, but it has to be at least relatively small stuff. You can't, like, take, you know, this block of solid stone and fit it inside.
Way less, you can go, what I have right there.
But you can be like, I have 500 potions. So lots of people do take pack animals, but that's usually because they're out to, you know, do archaeology, come back with lots of, you know, big stone things, or, you know, otherwise, like, loot the hell out of some giant ruin.
I was just trying to think that while we were in town, if there was anything, because I know I missed out the last time.
As far as, like, mounts for, like, traveling?
Or just something that'd be useful for the party.
Well, I mean, you know, that's not sort of the thing I can tell you.
Pythons. We should train giant pythons.
It's like, you guys figure out what you need and I'll...
Trained monkeys!
They have plenty of those.
Do I need trained monkeys?
You can have it taste your food.
Oh.
Bad dates.
Yes. This floor may be trapped. We've all filled our roles. Let's roll with that at the other end. The first save throw that thing makes, and it only takes half damage, he's never going to touch bananas again.
Something to carry messages or something.
Pythons. Giant pythons.
No, seriously.
They can't breathe in the packs. He just carry giant pythons.
Like snakes, like, on your back that you can, like, send after people to bite them.
I know there's a pun here somewhere, but just Move along to the
series. No pun, no jokes.
I can't think of a
Do you realize how big pythons are?
Okay.
I'm probably not big enough to carry a python around.
Maybe asps.
No.
No, train some asps.
No snakes!
Spiders? You don't have to be an asp about it.
Oh god, that was... That was long-term right there. Long-term, with the full knowledge, you would be hurt in the process.
Okay.
No, snakes was serious.
Eric.
Are you just trying to think about animals?
It's really useful. I mean, I was thinking hunting hawks, but your falcon might get, like, jealous.
Do you think you have an animal to buy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I've got all these ranks of handle animal, and all I've got is my animal companion, which I really don't need handle animal for, and so I'm kind of like...
Bringing an animal that isn't, like, significantly useful is just one more thing to get killed on the way.
I know.
Because we usually hop from different modes
of
travel.
It's part of how I envision my characters, having, like, kind of like a menagerie. I don't really
have snakes? You can have a snake.
I don't like snakes, okay? Would you stop?
Only you could talk to the animals.
It's a second level spell.
It would do well for her.
Oh.
For the assist! Air 5! You should hit me on that one because I can't get that one in full knowledge.
I was serious with the snake thing. The monkey thing could be useful too.
I said no to snakes.
I like snakes.
They're cute. I can't think of anything snakes would be useful for.
Ropes.
Except throwing at people and scaring them, but come on.
You know,
you can turn trees into snakes.
If we like... snuck up on somebody and we didn't want to,
and
like...
And throw a snake at them?
Have a snake, like, go along the ground and go all slithery and then, like, bite
you could get ferrets. Train them to nip things and...
That's just an excuse to make Beastmaster.
No, I'm not going
to
make a Beastmaster, but that's a fucking useful way of using a ferret. What the fuck else are they going to do? Run over there. Shoot for that rope. Come on back. By the way, we're going to test this hallway for traps.
I like that idea. But...
Oh, but not a ferret. Something small.
Guinea pigs?
Sugar gliders!
I don't like ferrets. squirrels. There we go. I need a little army, little mini army of squirrels.
Yeah, yeah. You don't like puns? The squirrel girl jokes are gonna come raging in.
That's fine. I can be squirrel girl.
Is that only audio, or are we gonna hear about squirrels on film?
Only audio. Oh my god.
Squirrels on film.
God damn it.
I don't get that.
Girls on film is a song. He was making a bad joke. That's never happened
before.
That's
what a pun is.
I don't think he has. I think he just made a error.
So can
joke.
Can I have a trained squirrel?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Could you train your own squirrel?
Sure.
Can I train my own squirrel?
Yes, you can get a trained squirrel.
And you can get more and more of them.
I have a squirrel arm.
Okay, so
my Navajo guy used to deal with squirrels with animal friendship. Army squirrels following.
What Miss Hart used to do with squirrels is kill them.
Yes. And
stuff them with explosives and bring them back from the dead via reanimator serum.
So.
Then use them as remote detonated mines.
No, I won't be doing that. I thought they might be able to like sneak in and grab things though.
Potentially, like, I'm going to work under the assumption you've managed to tame the squirrel, but has no training. So any tricks you try and get to pull are going to be, you know, improvised. So it'll be harder, but, you know, you've got a high animal. Yeah. But yeah, you've got a squirrel, just like your hawk.
Okay.
Watches it all the time. It thinks you bought it a birthday present. It's going to be sorely disappointed.
It's going to work extra hard for that treat you bought it. And Hawk is thinking, oh, cake. It's my birthday.
But anyway, so...
Connor.
You've been in Stormreach over the course of the night. You spent the night at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
You have... Blah. You know,
blah.
Healed up. You've recovered your energy after the elemental fight. She got a squirrel. It's the next morning at this point. What you guys want to do?
Make a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed joke and get a hit and move on. Thank you.
Thank you. Very efficient.
Remind me to do that first.
I like that fan. That's a good fan.
He's a fan.
So we were headed where again?
Well, you've reached Stormreach.
We had a letter of introduction from...
Yeah, you've got a letter of introduction to the local house Caniff, blah blah.
Travel dudes.
Yeah, enclave.
Concierge.
But, your goal was to, you know, the original goal was to get a hold of the schema in the giant temple in the forest. You know, now the bigger goal is do that before the Emerald Claw gets to it, or kill the Emerald Claw and then get it.
So let's go ahead and reduce ourselves quick.
You do what?
We have to get our little decoration to get our travel.
Okay, so
you're right, so we gotta get moving on this.
You wanna try and arrange to get a boat with the House Caniff?
To where we're supposed to go, yeah.
Okay.
It's a race for time.
Let's see. Anyone want to give me a diplomacy roll to arrange an interview?
That's all, Jack.
I do that.
Magnus is asleep.
And Magnus also would go, meet us, or I'll eat
what
your
do I
face.
Roll?
Diplomacy, 20 cider.
Don't you have a digital one?
No. That's why you have actual dice.
I don't have one right now.
Where are they?
They're round. There's a big part of the bag, I'm pretty sure.
Why are you being
the
so
big
used?
Part of... Alright, now hand me my left disc. Now make me a smoothie.
Okay.
Are you a 20 cider? It's plus what?
Let's see.
This is my new leftist. It's pretty. It was $5. The girl had like five of them.
Plus 11.
Cool. What's 13 plus 11?
24.
Cool. Those are pieces of fair.
Indeed, dear.
Bye, Henry.
Oh. You need any mess?
I'm going to try with that.
Okay.
One more.
Okay, so. Jack manages to nail down.
Careful, there's a cup there.
The local head of the enclave. You hand over the letter, explain, you know, the part of the situation you're allowed to him. He tells you that pretty much the best way to get to the area that you've described is probably by boat, like down the river.
Okay.
The local sailors and riverboat captains are pretty busy, but he gives you a recommendation for a boat called
the African Queen.
No.
The Hendrick Queen.
Soda is here.
There we go.
Huh? Which creek would you like? Oatmeal raisin or the kind of M&M's that are really good? Oatmeal raisin. Oh, also walnut. I think I had a nut allergy. Bad enough to eat.
Aren't those also oatmeal?
There's like, this has oatmeal and cranberry. They're really super good.
Oh, you didn't tell me
they
were opening
up
cranberry. Yeah, I thought you were kind of
jipping
her there.
I asked if it's okay. She pointed!
Why are you,
you
such a bastard?
Yeah, but you're there to correct her.
You were the one who bought them, so you know what they were.
Here, eat this one too.
Great thing about husbands, you can use them as a garbage disposal.
They are very handy for that. Now you should put all the cookies on top of each other. Goodness, we'll make a cookie.
Sounds like a challenge you cannot refuse.
Just squish them down and condense them. Your brain up? What? You hear it speaking. You see it speaking, but you. What?
I say the no!
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
No, I had my mouth with a cookie. Could eat a cookie without using my hands.
Did you put that whole cookie in your mouth at once?
No, you took like a bite first.
I took a nibble.
Yeah, he pretty much nommed it in one bite. That's what he does too. I don't know how they taste their food.
Just like a dog.
You
okay.
Are.
My stomach is full. I'm happy. Yes, I know that was poop. My stomach is full.
Okay, so
the
yeah.
The only way it could have been more like a dog is if she'd balanced the cookie on my nose before I got to eat it.
You contacted the Candith Enclave recommends seeking out someone named Captain Malik. Down by the harbor.
Down by the sea.
Try
is that a character?
I don't know, 3 hours.
Probably.
Caffeine, sir. It's good for what ails you.
I've already had 3 cups of coffee today, plus like 4 glasses of soda.
How are you not vibrating?
Because he's only had 3 hours of sleep.
Anyway.
But the boat is called. The boat is called the Jungle Tiger.
Ooh, seductive.
I seduce the captain, as opposed to the
back. We begin parlay in the bedroom at 8. Parlay?
He is not a woman, and you don't have a penis.
Not yet.
These are two problems.
My new cohort, Chelp. No, no.
We all look the, everybody looks the same to Magnus. He doesn't know this gender thing. He just knows that seducing is how you get things done.
He read about it in a book.
And your new cohorts are talking dildo at heels.
Walk in another room and suddenly we have more stuff. He assumes that's how it works.
Max?
Duncan, you missed him.
That one.
Yes.
Max. Next is going to be Simon or something.
No, it'll just be John.
Philip.
No,
it's Sasheen from when we play the zombie game. I'm Sasheen. Because it means click.
You're very adorable.
Your new cohort's going to be your talking dildo.
And then I'm going to be
with
the big getter.
Yes.
And the Deadpool. And I have lots of items.
Worst cultist ever.
Anyway, so that is his recommendation. He provides you with, as part of the letter of introduction, basically one of the requests in it was that he provide you with some funds to secure, you know, the charter downriver. Basically gives you 500 gold, which, along with a recommendation from House Canada, he says should be enough.
Okay. Uh-huh, we go.
Okay, so you head down to the river.
Down by the river side. Where did that?
The docks are
in the river, but yours works too.
Down by the river.
I was thinking over the river and through the woods.
Is there a van?
Is the grandmother's in?
I hate you all!
I was thinking about, shut the fuck up!
But the docks are very busy, bustling with activity, but there's relatively few boats actually in harbor. You spot pretty quickly down far into the harbor the Jungle Tiger. And as you're heading for it, Jack, suddenly someone steps up behind you and places their hand on your shoulder.
Oh, if only I knew a kung fu.
Holy traveler.
Oh god, not you again. It's your guy.
It's the fucking elven hobo.
Yeah, it's your guy.
Yeah, you turn around, indeed, it is the elven hobo. Dressed much like you saw him back in Sharn.
I think you're here for him.
Tattered, I am here for all of you.
Oh, wonderful.
No, he has to pay.
I must warn you, do not seek passage on the Jungle Tiger. Doom awaits you all!
Warren, grab his legs.
That boat is much... What are you doing?
Magnus goes for his shoulders.
No! He vanishes and he reappears on top of a nearby shack. You must listen
He's
to
wily.
Me.
Why does he stand on that big black guy?
Goran, get on my shoulders!
Is there anything I can cast to hold him?
Why are you trying
He's
to kill me? I don't understand.
I'm not trying to kill him. I want to use him as my personal magic 8-ball.
We want to catch him and make you stay in action.
Seems like you should leave me the fuck alone!
Why did you just ask me?
Okay, how about you explain yourself for further? Just
Magnus is
totally
attempting to climb up the shack. He's just scratching at it.
Just ignore him.
Magnus,
you know,
smash.
Don't ride this. Doom. Those are a bit vague.
Sorry.
My bad, bro. I only went to 1 week of fortune teller school.
My financial aid ran out.
Because he was gone on lug nut day.
The school closed because they couldn't make a profit.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's fucking booyah.
Oh, it took me a minute.
Taking you to dinner. Oh.
You went there.
God
that
damn.
Was awesome.
No, I'm sorry, man. That's negative positive 50 points in his favor there. That was. You can't deny him that. You can't.
Oh, it hurts.
But it hurts good.
Just think later. You can listen to it again.
Oh! Next week you should be like, the tape failed. Are you sure? The tape failed.
Honestly, it's about 50% of the reason I'm recording. To bring shame to you. To share this hatred, and also as evidence. Because once I kill you,
your
jury will convict me if I have enough of these.
Yeah, he was an asshole. He's a...
Okay, let's go. Keep going.
Yes. Anyway, he says, forgive my cryptic, foreboding words.
Murderer!
Who did he kill? Wait, what?
A town. A whole town.
According to Glorin, the Elven Hobo is like a mass murderer.
Wait, really?
And Magnus is inclined to believe this.
I wasn't remembering of this incident.
This This is according to Magnus and Glorin.
Oh.
Yeah, so just keep going.
Ignore them all.
He says, but the prophecy moves in mysterious ways.
Those fucking fuck
I see only glimpses.
Bing, 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 bing.
Why is that?
Continue!
Please, just do your best to ignore it.
Yes.
Shut up.
It says,
I
sense the path that you will tread through the jungles is one of great importance, but the wrong step can lead to disaster.
And
the first step is that ship. Do not go. Seek another passage.
Why is it the wrong step?
I know not. The prophecy tells me the truth of the future,
but
not the why.
He has the ability to know what the DM's
going to do. This is grade A horse pucky. I mean, shit. Damn it.
Anybody have sense of motive?
We all do, actually.
I can also read his mind.
You would have to cast
I will sense his motive.
Several turns concentrating, but you can give it a shot if
Why
you want.
Why don't you suddenly turn gay for that?
Fuck off. Can I sense his motive? Or attempt to for my...
I'm going to read his thoughts, so go ahead.
Sure.
His boss. That's like 12, bro.
He sounds like he's honest, but
you're
pretty
confusing. It's just D20 plus.
You don't
I can't hear very well.
You
battery.
Just cast the spell and you start concentrating, then he gets a save to avoid
it. Oh, let me know these things.
Sorry.
Would you get 11? I think he's buying his own bullshit. Man's growing his own weed.
Huh.
He's smoking him when he's got him.
What did you say? What did you get?
I got 11.
You guys suck.
He believes it.
What?
That's as weird as I get. Magnus rubs off on me.
Interesting.
No, it's clean shaven.
What?
God, my dice love you.
Magnus rubs off on you.
So the elf and the hobo rolls a natural one to avoid Jack reading his mind.
And be aware.
Okay,
Mary
so.
Mary had a little lamb.
Jamming.
You almost poor house. So I'm
trying to pathways cascade failure.
So where do you guys
God, the
hobo
is leave a bookmark when the spell ends. That way you can just pick up where you left off next time.
When did you guys first meet the elven hobo?
Are you back in Sharn? According to him, this guy like eats babies.
You eat babies!
He's full of shit and embarrassed that he kicked his ass somehow.
Oh, we eat twigs and berries! You eat babies! No!
Why does he sound like that?
That's Sasquatch.
It's Sasquatch from Red Dead Redemption.
You eat babies! No!
I thought you were still doing Elmo Hobo, but I'm like...
Now he's Sasquatch. Did you not get that
Okay,
hard?
Jack, give me a will save.
Your head blows up.
Oh god, the elven hobo's really an eldritch abomination. I knew it.
Is that D20 as well?
Yep.
Make
a
what is that?
Why are you all
pissing
yourself?
What is my plus to that?
Yeah, I am immune to mind affecting spell.
Oh, you're all.
You realize
you're all plus.
Actually,
you're
not immune to that.
I don't care. You're probably not
going
to post
plus 12.
Stuff on me too. Yeah, I know you're like semi.
Then there can hear a bit of a husband you are.
Like sleep and paralyzed.
Well, that's because you don't sleep.
You have the will
to survive. Organs to paralyze.
Oh no. What is it again? Plus
12? 16. 16 is not enough.
Action point!
I want to see what happens! Don't spend action!
No! Right. Your face explodes!
Action point! Action point!
Okay.
She's a new healer. We don't want her to go insane.
Action point!
Yeah.
We don't
go ahead.
What do I do?
You roll two six-sided dice and add the
I don't have these things!
Yes, you do!
I have one six-sided
dice. Then roll
dice.
It twice!
Oh my god, you make me work so hard! You could have just handed me some real dice.
That would require more effort.
Not from me! Where are your priorities, mister?
Go ahead.
Oh, that was a one.
We'll roll again.
I know. This thing sucks! I'm not rolling on this anymore.
Was it another
one? You
should have
let me roll for you.
I bought it for a store for homeless people.
Old Faithful.
You should have let me do it.
Do you think that's going to be better?
Man, I need a Cadillac.
That was bought from the same place. Anyway, so.
But it's white.
You got a 16?
What? Wait a minute. Wait, that came
it was
out
17
wrong.
17 action point.
Huh? I rolled, no, I got 16, and then I just rolled 2 ones, so is
okay.
that 18? Is that a
no,
one?
You don't add them. You use the highest.
That's what your mom said we were born.
Sorry. And no.
Can I do it again?
No.
Yeah, just use
I mean, you
action
can spend
point.
Another action point, but.
Yeah.
The,
I mean, I don't use them for anything.
Go
yeah,
for it.
Go ahead.
How many do gotcha. I even have?
You have 9.
You have, well,
eight
you have now. 8 now. Will be 7 after this.
That's fine. Alright, you do
I'll
better. You're a Cadillac.
Points. Yeah.
Right,
jeez, I use up all my old ones. I pick a fight and fail. Just want to use up my points.
Yeah, the odds are that they're 101 and 216.
Is that a 2 as well?
I only rolled once.
Okay.
That
two.
One's a 2.
My name is Ahab.
That's a 9! I mean a 6.
Okay. So that makes it a 23.
Do I win?
Yes.
Yay!
If you got a 9 on a 6-sided die, I'd be impressed.
What was she
I
rolling
am that awesome.
4?
Huh?
What was she rolling 4?
Will save. She reads the elven hobo's mind. The first thing you get is that, yes, he seems to be telling the truth, but then he starts thinking on the prophecy that he's referring to, which you catch
balls.
A glimpse of as well, and your head kind of blows up a little. Basically, remember Adventure Time?
Yeah.
The glasses of Nerdicon? That's
yeah.
what happened to you.
Oh,
you,
dear.
She gets it. That's all that matters.
I know.
Her vision suddenly zooms outward. Zooms inward, going through her own head into a galaxy of stars, planets, zooming closer and closer into one planet, then zooms in on the back of her own head.
Him!
So that was a, like, don't go insane roll.
A bit, but she also takes some damage.
Totally protective vortex.
Like that issue about
you made
man.
Your save.
So did we learn anything
again.
Useful? Hold on.
You learned he was telling the truth.
Awesome.
Well, we will learn that when Jack says it.
That's true.
Well, I want to see what else I find out.
I can see
he trips balls and learns that everything you're connected.
17.
Turn, he's looking at you, the reader.
I can see you.
No, you're tripping balls. I kind of am too now. I'm putting this book down.
Yeah.
I miss Animal Man.
Okay. So you take 27 non-lethal damage.
Slap!
Okay.
Damn!
Not lethal. Splash water on
that.
On
that was the half damage.
I hate the draconic prophecy.
So yeah, you...
The blood goes
yeah, Jack, you know, Jack wakes up a couple minutes later, you know, with a nosebleed, you know, lying on the pier. The elven hobo has disappeared.
Well, that precludes what I was going to do then. Fuck that guy. They thought of each other and Jack fell over.
Did I absorb him?
No, you did not absorb him.
All we know
him.
Is that
you're
jungle type or concubine.
And you can't remember the details of the prophecy.
You. What was the point? What do I, would I learn anything?
We know
that he was telling the truth.
Was he thinking anything else?
He likes women's underwear.
How about this? Ask me a question. I'll give you a chance of knowing the answer.
Give me a second.
Yeah. We weren't in your mind.
That's the answer to number 6.
Really, what's
okay.
the most useful thing that
are zebras black with white
you, however,
white
have to
stripes?
Ask this question.
How fast is a zebra have to go?
Like, in the next
gray.
10 seconds.
No, please. I panic when you give me a timer.
Well, bark something out. It's your character. Come on. You can do it. It's going to be vague and weird anyway.
Why is he helping
go for
us?
It.
Or trying to?
There's a good one.
Why are you helping us or trying to?
He believes that what you're doing here is somehow tied in with the prophecy and it will cause it to continue.
Shit, he wants us to have plot armor.
Magnus is a
don't
rebel.
Die that
I say
way.
We get on the jungle
die
tiger.
Die in the perfect way that the prophecy can
So he is here to observe and try and ensure the prophecy
unfolds. Why is the tiger
bad? You only got that question.
Damn it!
So, knowing that this is the babble coming from Jack going, holy shit, this guy's crazy, is there any way we can get our letter to the ship he pointed at? Can we get a recommendation for that? Can we Is it possible the shipbreaker goes, oh, we don't like that ship. Can we use the ship that he was...
Is it like a little dinghy or something?
No, it seems to be about the, you know, a very similar type of ship, a big riverboat.
Guy in a red sweater
called
named
Marlo.
I say we all get inner tubes and just wing this.
I'll be there soon.
But yeah, it's a boat called the Marlo.
Is it within the authorization to change the ship's crew?
Yeah, technically you weren't being contracted to go to this ship. You were just given some money and told that this guy has worked with House Caniff before. He's, you know, friendly with them, and he'll give you a discount so that you can...
If we show up with this thing, this letter, and say, you'll be paid this much by House Caniff, help, you know, you're hired, will that work with this new ship?
It will be legal, you know, whether or not the captain will accept it, you'll have to talk to him.
We'll have to, like, pony up.
But it's not going to be like... No, this doesn't have the proper signatures.
That's what I mean. It's not, not going to be like, we're breaking the contract.
No.
Clearly, we're not going to go, you must, you know, obey us or anything like that.
Right.
We go, oh, we were told to select the ship. We're just selecting a different ship.
Maybe we should just wing it. Go to
so we're dicks, but we're not breaking the rules, you know.
Yeah,
Jungle
you won't
tiger.
Be breaking any rules.
Sounds cooler.
They all look gassy.
He's just
We've been through that before. But we can play it off. We thought our enemies were following us. We didn't know who to trust.
Why are we trusting a hobo that appears in a puff of smoke?
He hasn't steered us from yet.
On that basis,
Why?
You guys should have mutinied me long ago.
You know what's terrifying? Magnus was just the voice of reason for a second.
Honestly, we're following you to see what happens.
That is... This has been interesting so far. Where's it going to go next?
Oh, look, the bomb's going to go off. Who's got the best movement rate? Why did you leave me holding the... Fuck. Actions have consequences. I finally understand.
No, there was time now.
I could have been a productive member of society.
I said red, not dead. The red wire.
Well, we're fine.
So, slink. We suddenly, as in like a brick through a window. Let's try this. Fuck it. Couldn't be any worse.
I still vote Jekyll Tiger.
That's my vote.
What do you guys think?
I think we're gonna need a bigger vote.
God damn it. So are we taking like a party vote on whether to go with the Marlow or the Jungle Tiger?
Jungle Tiger.
We can also flip a coin.
It sounds cooler.
I want to at least go meet whoever's running the Marlow.
I don't trust anything the Elven Hobo says.
Because
so.
He bit your butt.
Jungle Tiger.
What?
He
abused
either?
You or something sexually. You have no rational reason for hating this
Where
guy.
On the
he murdered
her.
He murdered her.
He did not.
He probably looks vague.
Who keeps saying
that?
What?
Lauren
believes that.
Anyway.
I'm just spouting things.
Have we seen either of the boats yet?
Yeah. They're both out.
And he's the closest thing to a warforged peer, so I believe it.
At all different? Or?
They look pretty
comparable.
The Marlow is maybe a bit fancier, but as far as like being, you know, seaworthy, they both look equally well made
and
well maintained. The Marlow has a bit more, you know.
Or is it? Oh!
Whatever, but no, like, nothing that shows that it's a superior ship.
How's Clark Kent in the helicopter when Superman saves
the
day?
I told you that story.
The mix of people in Zendrick is pretty eclectic, so there's humans, half-orcs, shifters, you know, working on the boats.
No,
Lois, you're just batshit insane.
So as far as we can tell, there's not really any difference between the boats.
You know, considering none of you are trained sailors, to your eyes, they look about the same.
What about, can I judge their... structural integrity.
I channel my fighter.
Duncan has knowledge.
I have knowledge. I have engineering.
Go for it. Give me a roll.
Woo! Modify the one.
Okay. The Marlow is. They're both well crafted ships. The Marlow is a, you know, bit older, you think, and a bit more
seasoned.
It's
designed with a few extra frills, But, you know, just to look better. Give me... Do you have knowledge geography?
I got knowledge everything.
Give me that.
He's got knowledge the back of his hand. Jeff. Eric. Whoa!
17.
Okay, 17. The Marlow is designed on riverboat designs from back in Breland. The Jungle Tiger is done in a slightly different style that's adapted specifically for Zendrick. So it might fare a little better in the, you know, more unique terrain. You know, it looks like the Marlow was sort of designed by, you know, shipwrights who came over from Breland and just based it on the ships from back home. Jungle Tiger looks like it was made by people who, you know, lived here.
Yeah.
Look at it this way, as players, not characters. If we take his advice and it fails, we never have to listen to this asshole again. We can just fucking try to kill him. If we keep...
If we go against his advice and it works fine, then it's the same outcome.
And he keeps showing up. Going, poof, no, don't do that, poof, don't do that.
No, but if we go with his advice and it fails, he'll still show up. And be like, oh, wait, bro, check this out.
And then we stab him before...
Don't you get it,
bastard. I wasn't giving him money.
You're changing where our money goes, though. It's the same thing.
These dragon prophecies, are these the sorts of things that we want to come to pass? Or
anyone
have...
Me!
Religion, right?
Knowledge arcana.
Me! Oh, so me!
Oh, great, we gotta trust you.
Jack,
just utter silence while I compute.
Can I help him?
Please jump on your own.
I got 30, so suck my
dude. Need help at that point?
Probably not.
Trust you tell the truth.
Okay. Well, unless you roll like a natural 20.
Magnus.
Magnus just like pulls an abacus out of his head.
You didn't consult the map.
Pulls out like a CD drive.
I think you should keep a reference guide, whether you're conscious or not, stuck in what would be your rectum. So at any time, we can just go, let's just pull this out of his ass! Knowledge!
Why is it smell?
The Encyclopedia Britannica.
Anything out of there will smell like sulfur.
Sulfur? Base metal. What's this sack in here? Oh, it's full of poop. Oh.
Yes. Why is the shit bag in there?
I wonder what he did with that.
He has a whole haversack. Actually, magical item and magical item like that might not be good.
Just not extra dimension space.
Oh. Okay.
Well, the shit bag produce this shit, or does it come from extra
dimension? It's not technically, it's a summoning thing. Extra dimensional space. Don't put
I'm talking about the shit bag.
I understand.
The shit bag is magically created.
Okay.
It summons.
Yeah.
Don't try to summon it in the bag.
Just open it up. Shit.
Take the bag out of these interdimensional space before you try to use them.
Yep. Just bag a hole, pour the hole. Don't do it.
Don't do it. The arrows with the.
Eric,
could you rig up a trap like that?
He showed us that last week.
What?
The arrows of doom?
No, I meant literally a bag of holding with a portable hole over it, and you pull a thing.
That's the kind of shit Phineas would do.
Just like a portable hole pit trap that then drops a bag of holding into it once
you
fall
in.
Yeah. That's something from the Tomb of Horrors.
Really? Is that the unbeatable thing?
I want to play the Tomb of Horrors with you guys. In fact, this Halloween, here's the challenge. We run your characters as they exist through the Tomb of Horrors in a non-canon situation. If you succeed, you get to keep the loot and XP.
Depending on what
style of old school D&D
level we are at the time.
It won't matter.
Tomb of Horrors, it throws beholders, spheres of annihilation, traps.
The Tomb of Horrors has almost no monsters in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just full of incredibly asshole traps.
Like there's three entrances and two of them you just die flat out.
Something close to that.
It's like the thing, it will pull an Indiana Jones rolling boulder with a sphere of annihilation and then drop one in front of you.
So you just die.
Yeah.
Unless you can dodge through walls.
You pretty much have to do exactly the right thing in many situations with very little clues as to what that is.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's
on that flashback thing with other people? How bad did we fuck that up?
Dude.
That was nowhere near the Tomb of Horrors.
Right in the magic item, put it on. And thud.
Fuck.
Wow. Although, to be fair, that room would have not been out of place, the one with all the cursed items. That's the sort of thing it throws at you in every single room. Plus, 50 pictures.
It's hate.
Yes, it is.
A lot of hate.
Okay, so as far as your knowledge of the prophecy, let's see, it's something that is believed in almost like religiously by dragons, and some humans who have studied them or have learned from them. They see it unfolding in all sorts of events in the natural world, as well as among the behavior of the lesser races. One element of the prophecy is like dragon marks appearing in the world, like in the patterns of trees growing, or, you know, random carved into wood, like in the pattern of water in limestone, stuff like that. Grown in crystals, that sort of thing. Those are all signs from the prophecy. Yeah, basically, the biggest, you know, sign is, you know, the movement of the stars and the planets.
Okay.
Dragons pretty much all operate huge observatories they, like, carve out of mountains for the purpose of watching the sky.
That's awesome.
Dragons are NASA nerds. Who knew?
The appearance of dragon marks in humans is considered to be part of the prophecy. To the humanoid race.
Okay.
To dragons, this is still a pretty recent development, so they aren't sure what it means yet.
But it's
one of the reasons why people have been encountering them more, as they're, you know, trying to figure out what is going on.
If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the prophecy.
A few dragons believe that the fulfillment of the prophecy is close at hand, and dragons must actively participate in bringing it to fruition. For this purpose, some dragons come themselves to the human lands, and others send, like, humans or humanoid representatives to serve.
So what is the fulfillment of the prophecy?
Is
there any coherent way to follow it, or is it only really perceptible to dragons?
Pretty much only to dragons. Like, for instance, what Jack just got hit with, it's a spell, you know, basically I hand-waved how it worked, but basically that's an actual spell in this book called Glimpse of the Prophecy, where you hurt someone's brain by showing them a bit of the prophecy. Because it's just too much information to comprehend. Dragons are capable of it because of their immense intellect, magical nature, and the fact that they live for thousands of years.
Yeah.
So they're able to understand the scale of the thing. Like a human understanding more than a tiny fragment of it, it would blow your tiny fishy mind.
Hmm.
Fishy?
Yes, fishy.
Technically, I can live forever.
Theoretically, so that's actually an interesting point. Warforged could become essential to understanding the prophecy in the future. So, but you do not yet have that perspective.
I haven't studied the Draconic prophecy at all. So
yeah,
you would just be like, "What is this? What is this horseshit?"
But yeah, there are humans and other lesser races who have started developing talents in understanding at least fragments of the prophecy. They're called dragon prophets.
Isn't that a class?
Yeah. So they like work for dragons to seek out signs of the prophecy, and, you know, as far as like the fulfillment of the prophecy, the only thing that is known for sure is there is no official agreement on what that means. Like, some dragons believe it's the end of the world, some dragons believe the start of a new one, others believe it's the return of like the three progenitor dragons.
Cybrus, Kyber, and Everon?
Yep.
So it's kind of like the Dragon 2012.
Yeah,
no one knows
essentially.
Who's gonna go
down.
Your question equals a flashback.
Montage. But yeah, they all agree it's important, but one also it's established that the prophecy is not a things will happen as we have foreseen. It is a if-then situation. It can follow several different paths.
So is there any kind of clairvoyance in it at all, or is it just this happened?
It's more like the understanding that actions in certain ways can influence other events in ways they're not foreseen without understanding the prophecy.
This sounds like just regular time.
It's more like chaos theory taken to an epic scale. Like, you know...
By the way, you're a Taurus and you're very sensitive.
These people fiddling around, you know, in this country can cause an earthquake over here through methods not entirely understood.
So it's like
the dragons in their epic ballerness can understand certain patterns in the world.
Yes, it's even if those patterns do not follow cause and effect. Huh. So
basically, our tiny, puny human
brains don't get it. That's kind of the problem. I can't explain it to you because part of the point is it's not explicable.
Yeah, I'm not a dragon. I can't explain it.
What does Cthulhu look like?
What
are you insane?
Look like?
Then you don't know.
Well, if that's fucking crazy. Then fuck this hobo guy.
He looks like a bad tentacle horror game.
But, you know...
better question. What does a Shoggoth look like? Fuck that.
Duncan, no. More tentacles.
No, those games look like them.
You got... So, yeah, that's your understanding. Some dragons... You know, one, dragons are so secretive, it's hard to get a straight answer out of them.
Uh-huh.
But some of them believe that the prophecy can be influenced for certain outcomes. Others believe it's something that exists purely to be observed.
Hmm.
Like, it's not something you should interfere in, it's just... It's like watching a cosmic, you know, puzzle unfold.
Interesting.
You know, it's sort of like... You know, some of them take the Watcher from Marvel Comics approach. Just like, you know, it's not so much that we must act to change things, but this is something that must be observed.
Well, I'm going to say, fuck that, and we're going to get on the Jungle Tiger. Anyone with me?
I agreed after the whole,
anyone.
It's crazy.
Anyone.
You heard
what
I said?
Anyone.
I'm good with the Jungle Tiger.
Okay, so.
Tiger of the Jungle?
Jack?
We can have a discussion.
Sure.
I'm just warning you, Magnus might yell.
Okay, so you head over to Jungle Tiger.
Connor, we decided to fuck the Elven Hobo. I mean,
yes.
Fuck the Elven Hobo. That does not come out right anymore. We're riding on the Jungle Tiger. Fuck it. Because the Draconic Prophecy is a bunch of, like, hogwash.
As far as we're concerned, it doesn't matter.
Well, I say hogwash. Magnus yells cock and balls, and then runs for the Jungle Tiger.
It's too big to fucking cover.
Well,
like, fuck it. People are trying to make an influence one way or another. Who's this guy? Fuck it, let's go.
Look out, man. This is
a mockery. I see red. There's going to be a fight.
No.
No, actually, they're just, you know, really aggressive salesmen.
They're just chilling.
No, the jelly of our Oscar.
Yawn. Why do I yawn? That's right, I'm tired.
Oh my god.
Okay, so, Whatcha?
Whatcha?
Indeed.
Whatcha?
So you guys seen Into the Dragon again last night? It was awesome. I was like,
what's his favorite beverage? Whatcha? I was so happy when Moz got you with that. That was so funny.
When?
That was, you don't remember?
Mm-hmm.
Moz is the one who introduced that joke to us.
No, I knew that joke long before him. That's why it was funny when he got it to me.
Okay. Hipster.
Oh, hey.
Oh, huh. Do you know about the dwarves? Probably not. They're pretty underground.
What's your favorite band? Dog Whistles, which you've probably never heard of.
It's funny. It's a
canine.
Oh, God.
It is
scarf. I just got that.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear a really terrible joke?
Yes.
How many words are in Webster's dictionary?
All of them.
Two.
Oh. Oh, God.
I got my bedroom joke.
Okay.
You remember.
Have you told it to me?
I've heard it probably several times. It's like my only joke.
So I've been able to bet it.
Yeah, because you've got such great taste.
Tell your veterinary joke.
No.
Because I have truly horrible things to say to Orion when he puts that map back on screen.
No, it doesn't fit into the game.
Better
if it doesn't fit into the game.
You know, when I was a boy, my mom would send me to the store and I'd come back with sack of potatoes, gallon of milk, loaf of bread, dozen eggs, loaf of cheese, some crackers. I can't do that anymore. Too many damn security cameras.
Me and my son, I think they're Russian. It's this, you know, guy with a few medals and a uniform and stuff. He's, oh fuck, what's this, you know, crazy old fucker beard. And he's,
here's my uniform. I bust out for Memorial Day, fucking medals and shit. And
he's
talking to him, and it's the phrase. Okay, listen up, noob.
Yeah, the guy was like, shit. Hold
on, I'm just talking.
Buying or selling? I do both. I like to browse.
She buys questionable action figures called Banana is a Snack.
I only bought one.
She buys many other questionable action figures.
Well, what other ones do I have that are questionable?
All the maids whose clothes are removable and are anatomically correct.
I only have one that has the clothes removable.
One,
technically, it's cast off.
You can't take her underwear off.
Oh, yeah, that's so much better.
Some of those maids are from Higurashi, that's different.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
No, you're not showing me, Nut.
I want to show you Natalie's action figure.
I'm also selling it.
Show me.
I have?
Yeah.
Oh, how could you sell it?
What, the one you take your clothes off?
Oh, I thought you meant banana.
No, I'm keeping the banana one. I was there.
It is funny.
Don't give me that face.
No, that's that face, basically.
Emma Watson.
The Jersey Shore thing.
From this picture of her going, Emma Watson, Hermione.
Oh.
This picture of her going, and I don't know if it's, she's trying to do it, or just that moment in time, she's smiling that way, but it's a problem.
Hermione, troll face. Why don't you have a nose?
Fuck, Harry, you just want to ask people why they don't have a nose.
Most awkward hug ever. Voldemort hugging Draco Malfoy. It's so bad.
But it is followed by an incredibly badass moment, so what happens?
We fight!
Okay, so you guys, quickly introduce yourself to the captain of the Jungle Tiger.
Uh-huh.
He's worked well with House Kanth in the past. He's happy to perform services for them and gladly accepts your money. Says that he can easily cast off within the next couple hours. Is there anything you guys want to do before you leave?
Is there anything I can learn about the other ship, the Marlin?
If you give me a diplomacy roll, you can do some information gathering.
Diplomacy or no local knowledge?
I'd say concern you just got here, diplomacy.
Okay. Oh, same spot.
Ooh, a 9!
It's a ship.
People and stuff.
Yeah, here's what you learn. It's that one over there.
Hey, Connor.
What? We have Illyrian, plot happening.
Illyrian rolls for diplomacy to find out about the other ship.
Illyrian rolls for tits.
That might be accurate.
Natural pair.
9 plus...
Natural D! I mean 20!
She doesn't
you get
have
it?
Diplomacy.
Like a large.
Yes.
Okay. 9. Flat out 9.
Better than my 6.
She has...
I can hold diplomacy.
Do that.
Find out about tomorrow.
Do it.
Just find out about
tomorrow. Oh, just talk to the guy?
No, we're just pick, or anybody.
Okay, I'm gonna put on a big fake mustache and pretend to be a potential investor.
Duncan,
basic... No? Not okay?
No! If Lou Lem did it and could talk, I'd be all for it.
Duncan.
What's your fucking monkey
basically
doing?
He can talk. Duncan.
Do what you want.
Broken game. It would basically suck if we got on either one of them and found out, like, the captain and the crew were actually ambulical agents, and then just, like, guess what?
Me and Logan were joking about that. Like, you know how people at church will speak in tongues and shit? Me and Logan,
mostly because they kicked you out.
What'd you roll?
Oh, I didn't roll yet. Why is everyone suck at life? 11.
You beat everybody else so far.
It's that one.
Why do you say things you know will hurt me?
NJ! What? What?
Because I don't like
diplomacy.
You.
Fair enough.
We'll give you diplomacy.
Diplomacy.
Woo the captain.
Everyone failed. Terrible.
Use your powerful man meat.
Wait.
That was wrong.
It's just, wait a minute, that's weird. Kind of most conversations.
Glorin got an 18. Glorin got an 18 with a neg one.
Wow. Glorin's like, stand aside, knaves. Tell me your story. Sir, tell me your tale of chivalry and
bravery.
The
guy has a secret love of beer.
He's really into beers.
It inexplicably works.
Wait, what's plus 12?
Reeland!
What's 17 plus 12?
Oh, you're from Reeland?
29.
The ship's made of Reeland.
I got 29.
Exactly. I'm a huge old son.
Yes, you win.
I'm a knight of Reeland.
I win!
What do you get?
29.
I'll just give her points then.
Okay.
So it's 31 now.
I'm the diplomat.
Okay.
This is you just doing this, friend. I am the diplomat. What are you doing?
So,
the dwarf from Reeland going, yeah.
What you learn is the captain... Right, the Marla is a fine ship. It's been through several trips along the coast and down the rivers of Zendrick.
Very good.
It's the captain is very experienced, but he's a real grouch. Bit of an asshole.
Oh, he's a grumpy.
Is he racist?
A little, but you know, only against races he doesn't like.
Which captain are we talking about?
Thanks for the. The vast wealth of knowledge there.
Is this the captain of the boat we're on?
No,
the
Marlow.
Okay.
Is his name Philip?
No. Okay. He doesn't like adventurers in particular. But he'll work with them for enough money.
We got paid cash dollar.
He mostly does work for like universities who are doing expeditions for research purposes, or just straight up commercial shipping, like when someone wants to, you know, harvest a bunch of stuff downriver and get it back upriver. That sort of thing.
Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to find a comfortable spot.
Quickly.
I say we stay on the Jungle Tiger just because I'm going to make Orion gibbering.
Okay, so you got anything else you guys do before you cast off?
Where your paint is going.
Okay, so you guys load up on the Tiger, get your supplies there. Going along now. So, about 4 hours into the journey downriver, storm reaches out of sight in the jungle trees. Immense amounts of noise from the jungle, like just birds singing, cry of animals, screams of different animals, and in the far distance, there's the occasional sound of drums.
So like Lion King, are we afraid?
What? Not really Lion King, no.
Okay.
I certainly king something.
What?
Calm.
Oh, and a giant ape attacks us, right? Okay.
Not yet.
Roll for initiative.
No.
I went. Oh no.
What?
He flicked the dice and got a natural 20.
You.
If we ever fight King Kong, I go first.
Yep. Fair enough. I'll stick to that.
Peter does that now.
But,
yeah, I know, but that's funny.
It's more like he wasted a natural 20 that he could have used on something
this
else.
This shit is bananas!
Why are you yelling, dude?
Anyway, so...
Madness of all people.
You're going down the river. The captain, you know, strikes up a conversation with all of you. You know, it's, you know, commenting on his knowledge of the jungle. It's like, you see that there? Deadly poisonous, but beautiful. Also... You stick a little handle through it, twist it like this, it screams like a gibbon. It's a fruit.
Oh, God.
Wow. Shouldn't you be piloting a boat?
He says, nah, it's fine. What's the worst that could happen? Then there's a huge spray of water that explodes behind him, a giant form sloughing off weeds and muck.
Before that
rises
happens,
above the boat, shoots out a giant tongue, grabs the captain by the back of the head, rips him away and swallows him.
Wait, I slap him right before he's tucking away for tempting fate?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, what was that?
Can we turn this around and go back to the other boat?
Is that an option?
Nope.
Wait, which boat are we on?
You're on the Jungle
Elven
Tiger.
Elven Hobo warned us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just another element.
It's a fluke, dude. Just don't stress it, man.
We don't
it's
know
not like
it.
This would have happened on the other ship, too. We're probably going to take the same course.
What's a river? I mean, what did you get?
No, because it's a land boat.
We don't know what it is, but it's got its eye on the tiger.
Shut up. Oh, I hate you. Oh.
Stand up to the challenge of our rivals.
Oh, God, it hurts.
And you named the boat.
That's awesome.
I didn't even have a name for a boat. I just came up with it off the top of my head. Why did I do this?
We're all getting ready for the thrill of the fight.
Well, to be fair, is there any safe name?
Maybe.
I don't think anything's safe anymore.
Sally.
No. No.
Because
no,
then when we fight the King Kong, you can say it's Harry when Harry met Sally.
Oh, God. Why are you helping him?
But I felt creative.
We're going to get on the boat and sally forth.
There, see, it's doable.
Oh.
Don't give up hope.
Frederick, maybe?
I can't do much with Frederick.
Okay.
I'm sure you'd come up with something. Okay, so. Initiative. What? Where'd he go?
No, because you can make a joke on fretting. Maybe.
There we go. Okay. Nolan, you have... Well, let's see. Everyone give me a perception roll.
What do I add to that? I think 3 or something.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a very strong one.
25!
14.
16.
29.
Ah.
25.
I rolled
shit. Plus 16, I rolled crap.
Okay, everyone who got above a 24 is not surprised.
Jesus Christ.
So you can go within the surprise round. Nolan, you go first then.
How far away am I?
You are right
what
here.
What happened?
Wait. Duncan, roll
the giant hideous monster is right
Deception.
Here.
What is it made of? Like water or
wait,
not
wait.
Water?
Are you at the bestiary? Right. I have the fish.
Okay, not water.
Yes.
27. So you're not surprised.
Okay.
By the way, bro.
Between spring attack and spider step, can I run leap forward and land back on the deck? One attack?
Let me see.
Attempting fate. I'm not surprised.
No, but honestly, that was fucking weird.
So
what is this giant thing?
Transvestite's a parachute. Oh, I got guns!
Knowledge Dungeoneering?
Hit it up.
Oh. Can you do
yo,
that?
Yeah.
Surprise.
No, you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got all of 8.
I've got Dungeoneering 2 now.
Go for it.
Make a giant moray eel.
15.
An orca.
15 as well.
Neither of you recognize it. Although, considering the tentacles and numbers of eyes, it's probably an aberration.
I'm pretty sure it lives in the water.
I'm pretty sure it'll still blow up. Blast rod it is. I'm so glad I know that now. That's 88 damage, basically, for the cost of a third.
98.
Oh, that's right! I'm so awesome!
I can also wish
this guy.
So you should have been the guy in Aliens the entire time. Well, they have their pulse rifles. You
know
what
it is? Or is that what
with
we're
the,
rolling
for? That's what they were rolling for. Do you have Dungeoneering at all?
What?
I don't think so.
Let me see. Go for Knowledge Nature.
Let's rock.
I do have Knowledge Nature.
One would hope so.
This is very much not nature. That's identifying wood.
Okay. Eric?
Yeah?
What's
18? It's wood.
Yeah.
33.
Job.
Wait, do you have planar knowledge?
Yeah.
Give me that instead. Yeah.
Knowledge planes? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I use the same roll then?
Sure.
Okay, 18 plus 13.
Okay.
31.
This is an aberration called a frog hemoth.
Ah.
No!
And I don't have nature shrapnel. Damn it! Finally an aberration!
Froghemoth, from what you know about it, they're very big, very powerful, slightly fire resistant, and immune to electricity, at least damage from, they're immune to damage from electricity, but it does slow them for one round.
Is there a particular reason you keep fucking us, dude?
You picked the wrong boat.
Orca.
Yes.
Bad.
So
yes.
Glad I blast rock,
yes,
otherwise I'd
bad.
Be so mad.
Yeah, because that worked out great for you last fight. Let's see.
That was a fluke, okay? I tripped like 8 times.
Let's see
well,
if that works
again.
Yes.
100
times.
I got 2
natural
ones.
At least once.
Is that to hit?
It does plus 13 to hit, yeah.
At least once.
Okay, and the parentheses is damage.
How long bones it for?
You dying?
I'm sorry, I've completely forgotten. What was the feat you were saying?
Spring step.
Spring step.
Spring attack and spider step.
Right.
I don't know how far off the pillar it is. If it's close enough to the pillar, I don't even think spider step should matter. For the most part, I should be able to boing it in with spring attack.
Nice.
Nice. Boom. Bang back on the deck. If this is too far.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so, spider step.
I think spring attack is going to work better.
Correct.
Well, between the two, could I run up, hit it, and land back on the deck?
Let's see. Cannot find
well,
spider
if we
step.
We had a ballast guy shoot you at it.
Can the,
what if you miss?
Oh,
we just have
hard.
No freaking range capability. And we've been on a whole lot of ranged encounters lately.
Keeps attacking us on the vehicles.
That's
you know
pretty much our last
he knows how many fucking range ability has.
Yes, I'm challenging you.
No, there's a difference between challenging and fake difficulty.
Yes, it's more fun for me.
I think he's still mad at Pesky.
Possibly.
Pesky's dead.
Pesky's still technically with us.
Pesky is dead because he taunted the GM. Who what?
Pesky's not technically with us. Like, if it would have allowed you, so it's just a corpse that's for you. No.
Yes, he is.
No, I swapped random brains. The reason it's done intelligent is because that's a goat's brain. You just don't know it.
Well, it's not like I would have told you that it was Pesky's brain.
It's not like you could sleep into my pack where I kept his body. That's my point of contention with that. I wrapped him up in a blanket and went, he's dead, he doesn't need to breathe.
I have a special power you don't know about.
Okay, anyway.
Does she really have a special power?
It's him!
We all know about that power. Anyway,
no
so.
No one doesn't know that.
But gnomes I gave his body to would have noticed the big cut mark on
his head. She's a surgeon.
I have Blackjack to make it happen.
Anyway, so.
She's gone in quite a few holes.
Your movement's 50
anyway.
Feet, right?
It's 50 feet,
no,
yes.
I was making a gauge up with the vampire.
I can boom, spring attack, and land back on the deck.
Right?
That's all I want to do at one attack.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Well, the easiest thing would be if you sprung attack, I would say you can make a jump just straight from the boat to it. That's only really 5 feet. If you can then make the jump back, that'll count as movement. Just like, boom, jump off it, as opposed to fall, run along the water, then up the wall.
I wasn't intending to fall, I just think the spring... normal spring attack would work.
Right, I'm saying it'll just require a jump since there's empty space.
Spring attack means I can do the advance? Or is that only on solid ground? Is that the issue?
Well, spring attack doesn't let you move in any way that isn't normal, so to jump, to move over the empty air
that,
to reach
that,
you'd
have
to jump.
That's my question, the 2 feet are, don't combine. Yeah.
They do combine, it's just, the like, keep in mind, there you would have to jump off of spring attack, then go down to the water and use extra movement to go along the wire, then up the side of the boat,
which
then back onto
the
boat.
Away from the attack. Okay.
So I'm just saying, it would still count as a move, I'm just saying it would use up extra movement and that might be too much.
Okay, I follow you now.
So it would be easier to explain it as 2 jumps, just boom, boom. All
right.
Okay.
Do I just roll a hand or do I go
acrobatics roll.
Yeah, it's only plus 16.
You do like six flips, dude.
35?
35, that's a hit. It's not gonna die. Oh wait, that's an acrobatics, you're fine. So, attack, yes.
That's a 26, excuse me.
26 is a miss.
What? Fuck this thing. It's huge. How do you miss that?
He hits, but just sponge.
I gotta bounce back, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna wish it dead.
20. And if you do, I will hate you, NJ.
What?
If you do, I'll hate you.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
It's too big for actual combat.
Do you want to just move to back to the position where you were, or do you want to place yourself anywhere different?
I'm going to be on the boat is all I care about.
Well, here's where you are. You still have like 25 feet of movement left. You can pretty much get yourself anywhere along the edge.
Who's that?
That's Jack.
Yeah.
That is, Tanya. No, that's Paxson.
Hey!
Lauren. Crew member.
I'm the pretty one.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dead. That was the big metal thing.
Crewman? Yeah.
Okay.
The blue or crewman.
There's
Aqua.
What?
I didn't do a perception check for Mom's character.
Oh, right. Go ahead and roll for her.
I did.
Not good.
A 20.
Oh.
A natural 20.
Hey, we should fucking leave.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okay, and Glorin failed his perception.
Yeah, I got a 14.
I got a...
Despite having the foresight to slap the captain for
that was just, you know, genre awareness.
Yeah,
that's comedic. Tyan's turn.
John is savvy.
I am going to summon an orca.
Okay.
Just drop a whale on it? Yes.
That'll be a full round action to summon it.
Yeah.
Wait, we could use whales!
First you should wild shape so you could transform into Shamoove out.
Oh, God damn it.
I was trying way too hard on that one.
Yeah, but I still hate you.
Yeah,
I feel dirty.
That was lame. Huh? Hit him harder.
Make it stop.
Yeah, make sure that the hit can, you know, show up on the recording.
Stop wailing on me.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh,
you were asking for it.
You did ask for
all
that.
I heard there was, you should hit me more.
Okay, so that'll be your turn. Shara?
Oh, she's next?
Yep.
What can she do? Shoot it?
Okay.
Is there supposed to be a remote on your recorder? Is there supposed to be a remote on your recorder?
Yes, it holds it in place.
Wait a minute.
This is your secret technique.
She's got those bracers of wind stuff that gives her a bonus to hit with ranged attacks. Can she activate those and still shoot?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a free action.
Okay, cool. She's gonna turn those on. 11.
Oh, seriously.
It was the giant frog beast.
22.
Plus one volt.
I hate that.